Damn it again! Fuck! The other side of my fucking toes! Ugh!
That's getting clipped.
That's getting clipped. You're so much!
Just you going,
Stop! Don't make fun of me, that hurts so much. Oh. Shut the front door, it's going back door. It's episode 69, I fucking wrecked my toes. Both sides of the dogs is down, dog. Like the two towers down, dog. Okay, so back to Encanto.
Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to episode 69, giggity, of Going Backdoor Podcast. We are here at Todd's lovely apartment. Well,
it's kind of a shithole now.
What used to be a lovely apartment.
I'm moving.
Thank God. So, we just watched what?
Encanto. It is a Disney film that my girlfriend turned on before Dalton showed up, and I ended up making Dalton sit through the second half of this movie and watch it with me.
I was pretty sure we were watching like one of Trump's nightmares, to be honest.
It was all the Browns.
Yeah, like
not a white folk in sight. All brown.
I looked up the cast. There is a white guy that plays in the movie. So Twitter, you know what to do.
Get him.
Did you see the new Twitter rules, by the way?
No.
Okay, if you're not on the blue check mark thing, you can only view up to 600 tweets a day. If you have a blue check mark, you can see 6,000 tweets a day.
This motherfucker's just funneling this money into SpaceX.
I swear to God. Like, he used the whole, like, freedom of speech thing just to, like, make money.
Yeah, he cornered the market. Yeah. Like,
that's all it really comes down to.
Yeah.
So, Elon Musk is a piece of shit. Anyways, let's get back to this movie, because...
It's basically a 9/11 conspiracy theory from second one.
Listen, Bruno, Todd.
That's the first time I've gotten that. I'm surprised. I do like rats.
And you do look like Bruno.
Yeah.
And I could see you living in somebody's walls.
Sorry, boys. Don't got a lot of money right now.
Who said that?
Al.
You know he doesn't have to pay to be on this podcast, right?
I guess not. I guess we're that high end. Welcome to the fucking cast, boys. Welcome to the high
life. Al can do it for free any day. Okay? Really.
Yeah, even if it starts going well.
If we started making money off this shit...
We would still have all the friends on.
Al is on the list of people we're letting on here. Where we would pay them to come on, honestly.
If we were making
good money on this, I would pay Al to come on here.
If we make enough money to like give a homie a paycheck just to like come chill.
Let's list the people. Let's piss some people off here. We got Al. We'd pay Al.
Brendan was actually a good cast.
Brendan brings knowledge. That's what Brendan's good for.
We need Aaron
and
on.
And he does deliver some funny shit. We do need to have Aaron on. Before you move, we need to have Aaron on.
Because he's a fucking roast master, dude, and he's super knowledgeable about basketball.
Yes, we really need to have Aaron on. Who else have we had on? Cody ain't getting a dime because he unfollowed me on Instagram.
We're still on this.
Okay, basically, if you follow me on Instagram, you've been on the podcast, you want to come back on if we start making money, hey, come on over.
You might not get paid.
But I'm going to be making sure you're following me, like, tonight. I'll make the list tonight.
If you're not on it, get fucked.
You know what? Where's my phone? We're going to figure this out. Hold up. One sec.
Your phone's plugged into the sex box. You're not going to pause it. I love how the one time I called you out, you're like, yeah, I've been editing a lot. And I was like, yeah, you're not going to take this out. And you're like, I might. I've been editing a lot. And when you didn't take it out, that was fucking funny.
I have been doing more editing lately.
I know.
I mean, last episode, the audio was so shit.
It didn't turn out too bad.
Mainly because, oh, dude, you should have heard the original.
I mean, I'm sure it was atrocious. The original was
horrendous. This is hopefully not going to be terrible. We are using the same mics, but if the camera isn't lying to me, it's showing up that it sounds good.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
Should be okay, right? I feel like I keep hitting mine with my chin because I'm trying to watch this faggy-ass Italian fish movie.
Well, I've noticed that, too. If you bump it into it lightly, it doesn't pick it up as bad.
Oh.
So.
Shit mics for the win. So, yeah, Encanto is basically a 9/11 conspiracy theory from second one. It's about a family's house who was falling around them. But a guy, a
Mexican family. The house is falling around them.
It is a Mexican family, and the house is falling around them. Yes. But there's a guy who saw this from the beginning. He knew it. He was one of the uncles. His name was Bruno. He knew what was going to happen. They shunned him for it. He basically knew 9/11 was an inside job from day one, and they hated him for it.
Okay, I got good news. Breaking news. Al Smith is following me on Instagram. Congratulations, Al. You made the list. What are other guests we've had? Mike.
I don't even know if Mike has Instagram.
He does.
Does he use it?
Well, he better hope and pray he does. He did not follow me on Instagram. Sorry, Mike. You're out.
You're off the list, buddy. You fuck.
Suck dicks.
Does Noah even follow you on Instagram? My husband's pre-eated.
Okay, Todd does follow me on Instagram, so don't worry.
What the fuck do you mean?
Don't worry, you're fine. You're fine.
Of course
you're,
I follow you on
you're
Instagram.
You're good. You're good. Oh, he's got some weird name on Instagram. Hold up.
Who?
Noah.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I gotta fucking piss, and I don't want to piss with his mic on, but I kind of want to at the same time.
Basically, any guests that Todd's brought on, we're gonna pay all mine. You can eat dicks. Because apparently none of these fuckers follow me on Instagram. That's the new rule. I'm sorry. You have to follow both of us and the podcast on Instagram. If you're not, well, then go fuck yourself. I don't know what to say. Kaywood. Is Kaywood following me on Instagram? This is the standard we've set, ladies and gentlemen.
The big tell. There's a fucking June bug in my house. Don, look at what you've done.
I have some unfortunate news. Brendan does not follow me on Instagram. Listen. You're dead to me now. You big bearded motherfucker.
Does Aaron follow you on Instagram?
I'm about to find out.
I don't think so, because this is fucking hilarious if he doesn't.
Aaron follows me on Instagram. Aaron follows me on Instagram.
He's the only guy allowed on the podcast. He's the only one.
Hey, you know what? Shout outs to my buddy Sethington. He follows me on Instagram. I'm going to become that egomaniac. If you don't follow me on Instagram, we're not real friends.
The amount of times I've seen grown men ask another dude, why'd you unfollow me, bro? In a vape shop is one of the funniest things in my life.
Son of a bitch.
What?
My long, long friend, Zach, you're dead to me too. You also don't follow me on Instagram. He probably falls in the bike category of I'm not on there that often or at all. So
yeah,
that's probably where that is.
We'll let him slide. We'll let him slide this time.
Cody, Noah, you have zero excuses. Brendan, step your game up too, bitch. Okay.
Does he follow you on Twitter?
You dirty whore. Nobody follows me on Twitter. My Twitter's dry as fuck. I tweet into the ether, basically. And Twitter's dead.
As gods do.
Twitter is dead, okay? It's dead to me. Hold up. I just thought of another one.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Huddy doesn't even follow me on Instagram. You motherfuckers! You motherfucker! I swear to God! Listen.
Is it sad I know every one of them is following me?
I'm just gonna giving free shout outs to people that are following me.
You fucking bitch.
Don Abbey underscore 554. Thank you.
That's not a real person. It's a bot.
I'm gonna skip over a little bots. bot. That's a lot of bots. Bot. Wait a minute. Is this? Yeah, is this who I think it is?
Yeah, it's little Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan!
It's Dan! Dan follows me on Instagram.
Yeah, Dan's a homie.
Dan?
Won't show up to basketball, but he'll follow you on everything.
As one person that follows me on Instagram, you and Aaron get exclusively entered a rare club. You and Al. You, Al, and Aaron.
Golden tickets.
Golden tickets.
You're welcome, boys.
Now... The Daddy only way for you. The rest of you can redeem yourselves is I need you to refollow me. Refollow me, that's the first thing. And then I need you to unfollow Todd, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and this isn't affecting one bit. No. Never mind. I need you to go unfollow Cody, okay? Because he started this whole thing. So... I don't know. Have I been posting shit posts on Instagram?
I don't know, probably. Do I even follow you?
Yes, you did. I checked.
Okay, that's at this point, look.
There were going to be hands thrown if you didn't, honestly. If it were being real, man, there would have been hands thrown.
I'm about to piss on Mike. I hope you pick that up.
I would prefer you didn't.
I'm gonna.
Please don't. Like, leave the mic in here.
No, I gotta piss. Like, it's going with me.
No, I mean, like, if you have to piss, like, leave the mic in
here. It's going with me.
No, please don't. There's no way I can edit out that. And we really don't need that on the video.
Just pissing into a toilet with a strong stream.
We've had that once, and I got so many fucking complaints.
From who?
Like, you can track where, like, people quit listening, and that was very strong point of people fell off.
That's weak.
Yeah.
Catching a piss is always funny.
So we're not going to do that to the people.
Wow, this is fucking...
Todd's girlfriend follows me on Instagram. I mean... what are we doing right now?
Oh, you just actually heard about this. That's the best...
There's literally, like... There's only like 4 or 5 people I haven't talked to in years that are still following me on Instagram. I'm pretty sure we're not even on good terms. What the fuck is going on here, people? Here's another one. Here's another one I just thought of. Okay, my brother follows me on Instagram. That's good to know. It's good to know.
I've had a bunch of comedians follow me from India here recently. That's made me feel pretty fucking great.
And none of them follow me on Instagram. Wow. I have 414 followers. 90% of them are bots. But come on now, people.
See, like, all mine are, like, genuinely real people. That's the issue here, Dalton.
I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself live on a podcast because none of you fucking people follow me on Instagram.
Wake up, Penetrator! Get some W in your cup! W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying, brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is... Ooh. Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours. I've been up cooking, brother.
Did we finish podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by W. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, my friend.
Do you have any? Where did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby Gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calio Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're caffeine just awakens me. You know? So, maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls. WWW, can't you see? All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So yeah, GBD Pod for 10% off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powder G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great, jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. It's more like the time-release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about it.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at w.gg. GBD Pod for 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website. GBD goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely w.gg. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially. Take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW, can't you see?
Hey, just...
I swear to God.
Just so you know, that's my following list.
Can I see that real quick?
No, you can't fucking remove it.
No, let me see it. I don't believe you. Let me see.
Followers.
What's his username? No,
you know who it is.
I could have swore Brendan followed me on Instagram.
Bro, your dog even follows me on Instagram. Cody follows me. Nick does. Oh God, this is great.
Okay, Mick does follow me on Instagram. I'm not gonna have to drive to Phoenix and kill a motherfucker. That's good to know. But for God's sakes, man, what the fuck? I'm literally bothered by this. I really am.
I don't know why. It's like, fucking funny as shit.
It is. It's hilarious for everyone else except for me.
Why does it bother you so much?
I feel like it's because I'm self-conscious, you know? So, like...
Women who have told me, I hope you die, follow me on Instagram.
I feel like they should be following me, to be honest.
Oh, that's great.
God.
I'm having a good time with this. This is the first time I've looked through my followers list in a while. This is a little ego trip. This is nice.
You know, I had rappers from St. Louis following me on Twitter at one point.
Why?
Because me and Cody went down to a rap show. For some reason, I followed some of them, and they followed me back, which was cool. I think they all unfollowed me shortly after.
Yeah, so everyone you listen that didn't follow you follows me. Even Noah. This is fucking amazing. So people like it when you do exciting shit instead of shit posting, Dalton. The only thing I post is stand-up clips, pictures of my girlfriend and I occasionally.
All I post...
And kids.
All I post... All I post. I swear to God, all I post.
You want a shot of vodka? You want a shot of vodka, buddy?
I might need it here in a minute. All I post is like, hey, we have a podcast coming out this week. That's all I post on Instagram. And occasional dog pictures and a selfie.
See, I got like tattoos. I got me doing stand up. I got me looking hot. Yeah, I got me looking hot back when I was eating right, so I actually had kind of abs. And mostly podcast posts. Are you crying right now? Are you about to really cry about this?
No, I'm contemplating murder, honestly.
Why?
Because I thought y'all were my friends. I never thought, you know? Like, I thought everybody was cool with me, you know? Like, okay, but apparently, no, hear me out on this. Apparently, Todd.
What is this? That's the best part. This is fucking internet numbers.
At this point, I'm just overreacting for the comedy purposes.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna roll with it. But okay, why does it hurt so much, Dalton?
You know, you try, and you try with people, but some people are just.
You give, and they take, but it's never enough!
You know what? Fuck, are we doing Patreon today?
Sure, after I make this pizza.
So we're going to do Patreon. Stay tuned. We're going to follow with our promises of listening to Cody's music. And, you know, I've never shit on Cody. Hey, you want to hit up Buddy's music? Let's do that, too.
Okay.
Definitely picked that up on the mic. But...
Good.
I'm gonna get a little payback here, okay? Because this is some bullshit.
Do you just want to scroll through Kaywin Nairn's shit tweets?
Yes, let's do that too. Can we do that right now?
I don't even think they tweet.
I doubt it. I don't see Aaron put a tweet. No, Aaron follows me. We'll leave him alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Aaron's a good guy. He's one of the good ones. That sounded racist.
Okay. Kaywin retweeted, with how every fan base defends not only how good their stat/team is, but the front office and the ownership and everything else. I just want to take a moment to appreciate Bulls because we're shooting on their own team as quickly as possible at all times. Get fucked. Denver Nuggets NBA championship.
Hold up.
Shouts out to Paul Millsap, major contributor in the culture change for Denver.
Can you call Brendan right now?
Yeah, fucking
call him right now.
He was actually the last person I called today. I seen him.
And then I'll call Noah here in a minute.
I love how you're just... You're acting like you're not upset about it, but I know deep down you're like actually really hurt about it.
I'm not really hurt. It's more like it's a little ego hit. You know what I mean? Like I thought I was doing something, and apparently even my friends hate my.
Yeah, this bitch ain't gonna answer. This is a Kaywin special.
2-1.
What a cunt.
Oop. Oop.
What?
Almost get it. Didn't get there in time. Okay, so you're going to try to call Noah now for no reason?
We'll see if he answers.
call has been forwarded.
And two for two, no one answering. You guys are bitches.
I'd like to thank the walking skeleton for being a disappointment once again in my life.
Huh.
Jesus Christ.
He's really built like a Holocaust survivor.
You know what?
Who the fuck else are you gonna call? Come on, Dalton. Who are you gonna try to ego trip on? Who is it? What you got? What's in the bucket? What's in the chamber? What's in the fucking box?
I want to check one more thing.
You're checking if your sister follows you?
No. Yeah, I was going to say even my ex follows me on Instagram, but that's not the case either. So that's cool. That one doesn't bother me as much. I don't give a shit about that bitch.
Must suck.
Literally a bitch that told me to fuck off years ago follows me on Instagram. That's cool.
Yeah.
Just saw that.
That's welcome hilarious. To the show, bitch.
So, like, fuck is your problems. You know what I'm saying? Do you hear me? Like,
how's that baby daddy, huh? Was he hard when he didn't stick around, huh?
Listen,
the coolest guy, huh?
I just want to point this out.
I don't even know who that's to, but it's at someone. You feel it.
I want to throw something.
I want to get violently racist.
Call Blackbird. Wait a minute. Does Ivo have Instagram?
Yeah. Actually, no, I don't think so. I don't think he uses, like, any social media.
Okay.
I have his number.
Call him real quick. I got a question for him. Call him and ask him if he follows me on Instagram.
He doesn't follow you on Instagram. He doesn't have Instagram, bro.
For the bit. You also have to tell him we're recording.
For legal purposes.
Mm-hmm. No, not legal purposes. It's more just a respect thing.
Oh, wait, no. I only have his wife's number.
That's weird. We're not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he just, like, got a new number and just said, here, keep this phone. Because he had a nice phone. Yep. So we're not going to do that.
You know what? Twitter's dead, but we're also going to cover it just in case. We're going to give... Listen,
what's trending?
I am a forgiving person.
Let's see what's trending,
Papa. It is the day before 4th of July, so I am a forgiving person.
Happy birthday, America.
I will, in the spirit of America, I will give second chances to some of these people. Okay? If they are following me on Twitter... Aaron, congratulations, you follow me on Twitter. My fucking hero. God damn.
Brandon Miller is fourth trending.
I get a bad feeling, because these are a lot of people I don't know. Some of them look legit, some of them don't. So that's scary. Noah follows me on Twitter, so that's cool.
I don't think I have, like, any Twitter followers. I actually, honestly...
Todd, thank you.
How do I check? I have 6.
Thank you. You do follow me. Shout out to BullsGirl182. She follows me on Twitter.
Cool. I have this big Bulls random follower named Eleanor with a heart. Make you horny and making you smile are my two favorite things. Shouts out to you for being a bot, I guess. Aaron follows me, Kaywood follows me, and Cody follows me.
Al follows me. You follow me twice on 2 different accounts. Mick follows me. But boost up those numbers, Todd. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's what I'm about.
My mother follows me on Twitter.
Dude, shouts out to your mom. She doesn't even follow me, but shouts out to your mom.
There's like a... Wow, my sister's ex-boyfriend follows me on Twitter. Oh, one of the St. Louis rappers I mentioned earlier still follows me on Twitter. That's cool.
Wow. Dope.
Shout out to Stevie.
Stevie Weeby?
Stevie. That's what his Twitter thing says.
Okay. Those fish movies pretty fucking gay, right?
Wow. There are Seth Ethington still follows me on Twitter. Shout out to him. My ego tripping right now. Cody still follows me on Twitter. Suck it, you son of a bitch. You still follow me on something. Look, I'm about to make you look like a cuck. I unfollowed you on Twitter. Suck it. It's in my court now. Ball's in my court now, huh?
He's not going to see this unless you tell him about it. That's good. The best part.
Fuck him. Todd, what do we do with people that disrespect us?
We fuck them right in the mouth.
We fuck them right in the mouth. That's goddamn right. We
fuck them to death. Hand me a fruit water. Oh. Daddy was working on a domestic here soon.
So if you could, go find Cody on Twitter and unfollow him too.
No. He's one of my 6 followers. Hey, give me that.
Everybody unfollow. He won't notice. Just unfollow him. Actually, he's an egotistical monster. He'll probably notice.
Just like you.
Did he make a new Twitter? He might have made a new Twitter. Now I think about it. That might have been this old Twitter.
My girlfriend doesn't even follow me on Twitter. Isn't that fucked up?
Well, there's a reason.
Because she's a fake bitch.
There's a reason. It's because you have multiple Twitter accounts.
I mean, you're not wrong. Dalton's having an ego trip in the group chat. He said, I love you, Al. A random fun fact. I said I love you to a random guy at work today. Well, not today. It was earlier this week. That was weird. I got him a shit, and as he was leaving, he said, love you. And I was like, I love you too. And I just, like, froze up, looked at everyone else in the room, said, did I just say I love you to a random fucking guy? Everyone in the room at the same time, including the guy I said it to, said, yeah.
So, are you guys like a gay thing now?
You're a bitch. Oh, I picked this motherfucker up, too.
Oh, really?
The cabinet that was there? Yeah. I picked that bitch up.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, big, strong boy now.
Wow.
Better watch out, Dalton. Big, strong boy. Or I'll sex choke you. I don't care. I'll still sex choke you. Lean means fighting machine.
Oh, that's broken. Watch fixed. Little dick.
Oh, is that one of your watches you took apart and broke? Retard.
This is one of the ones that still works. Shout outs to Cody. You gave me this, you piece of shit. You gave me a broken watch, and guess what, motherfucker? I fixed it.
Hey, I think I might have a watch that doesn't have a battery if you want to try to replace that for funsies.
Okay, bet.
Okay.
Is it like a nice watch?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, bet. You want me to put the battery in for you? That kind of thing?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Since I got a watch boy now. Are you a watch man?
Yeah, if you want your watches fixed, email goingbackdoor@gmail.com.
It's very expensive, very exclusive.
We never check that, so you're wasting your time.
How funny would it be if we actually had emails there? There's no way we do, but it would be really funny.
We do, but we haven't checked that in a while. Why don't we check that now? You know what?
Fuck it.
We don't have a list. We're just kind of going off me ego tripping.
We're riffing, so just like me Thursday night.
Let's just fucking...
Which, do you want to recap that?
We can, here in a minute. Let's review...
Daddy's got a piss.
That's GBD Pod. That's the wrong email.
What's GBD Pod for?
That is our professional one.
What the fuck? We have a fan email and a professional email?
We have a professional... You're pissing with the mic on. No, you're not. Never mind. Thank you. You're my hero.
Yeah, fuck you.
Thank God. It's probably still picking that up. That's horrendous. Maybe if I talk over it, it'll be fine. All right, let's see. What do we got here? I'm looking. Okay, okay, that's not, that's business related. Okay, that's not, nothing important there. Okay. Looking through, I'm seeing if we have any mail that's not ads or some bullshit. Oh, we've got an email from a Randy. He sent us an email through the website, actually.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Randy sent us.
I don't know a Randy.
Email. That's weird.
Yeah, but you got raw dogs out on the cam.
Okay.
My sock was inside out.
All right. The email, this is a rough start. The email is gofuckyourself@randyrules.com.
Off to a strong start. Way to go, Randy. Go fuck yourself too, bitch. Suck my dick from the back with your thin, greasy-ass lips, you fucking white bitch.
It doesn't get better, Todd. It doesn't get better. All right. I'm going to warn you with that. He starts it with, eat dicks, losers. Period. He follows it up with, in all caps, I don't know who lowercase the uppercase hell you all are, but you all suck. Well, this is a bruised ego to me, really. Todd's cool-ish, spelled capital C, lowercase O's, L, space, then ish. I don't think that's the right way to spell that.
I don't think so either, but okay. Let it go. You got points in my book, so let's go.
But also, kind of looks weird.
Okay.
About you. That's a little harsh. Nope, there's one period in this whole fucking thing. It's a run-on. This guy's a fucking retard.
Is this you?
Dalton looks like a retarded elephant with... You have that? You can go ahead and finish that one if you want.
Dalton looks like a retarded elephant with the giant rainbow eyes, you fucking dork-ass bitch. Also, I fucked both your mothers. He said it on a desktop. What a fag.
There's got to be a way to respond to this. Can I?
Yeah, no, there is. You click go Randy, and then you fucking email him back, and you tell him to suck my dick, and then we send him a picture of my asshole. That's how we handle this, dog. We double down, or we back out. Do we show him a picture of our asshole, or what do we do? You gonna tuck tail and run? You're gonna hightail and show that starfish, Daddy.
I just said I'll fuck you.
OG response: I will fuck you.
I thought about hitting him with Mike Tyson. I'll fuck you till you love me, but I felt like that might be a little too far.
Do you want a shot of vodka?
Maybe yes.
All right, let's do it, Daddy.
All right.
I'm going on mic.
I'll be here. I'll be holding down this shit. Oh, these are portable, too. So, like, even when you're in there.
Yeah, I can still talk.
How much time are we at right now?
We're at 37.
37? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's a lot.
I'm going to button this up. This is getting uncomfortable.
It was a lot less than I thought it was.
So, I'm going to stand up. You're going to get a weird angle here, folks, for a minute. Don't worry. It's fine. A little bit of... flamboyancy here. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Bro, you're so... God damn it! Fuck your fucking table, dude! Oh my god!
It's the third time ran his foot in the that has just been standing there pointlessly because you're not using it currently.
I wanted to throw it out the fucking window.
These mics might be the thing to do when it's just you and me.
Yeah.
Like, this is baller.
This is boys cast.
Yeah, because this is just us chilling,
this
hanging out.
This is boys
out.
Cast.
This works great.
There you go, Daddy.
The audio is maybe trash. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't care.
I don't really give a shit.
We're having fun.
Fuck it.
You want to smoke tonight, too? You want to get fucked up, Dalton?
Not really. I'm not feeling that.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while since I've had vodka. This might look... I might look like a fucking...
Oh, I'm going to make a bitch face. I'm totally going to make a bitch face. Oh, nice. You didn't do too bad. The beard covers it up well. It's weird not having to grab a mic.
What do you mean?
I'm used to like just like grabbing a mic to talk shit.
Yeah, yeah, and this way we're not. Is my light still on? My light's still on. You gotta check every once in a while.
Yeah, it's on.
You know? But, yeah. What happened in sports this week?
I don't know.
White Sox almost got swept this weekend. That was
no, there was basketball stuff that happened.
Summer League started.
You know what? You know what? I know how to get Aaron involved.
Boys got your boy Tony and Greg. Tori Craig. How are you getting Aaron involved?
That scared the fuck out of me. There's fireworks going off. It is the neighborhood hoodlums.
Fuck yeah. So what's your plan on getting Aaron involved in this?
I'm going to call this bitch ass. And I'm going to ask him, what happened in basketball this week, buddy boy?
Again, you have to let him know he's on the podcast.
I don't know why I hit him with a FaceTime audio. That's fucking awkward. Hey, buddy.
What's good, bro?
Do you have a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. Would you mind going over what happened in basketball this week?
You also have to tell him.
Oh, also, for legal purposes, we are recording and because I love you.
Oh, bro, no, I ain't got that kind of time.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, never mind.
Just a 5-minute thing. Bad, you got 5 minutes?
No.
Okay. No? Okay.
Suck it easy.
Right on.
Hey, Aaron, I love you.
Fuck! There goes our basketball correspondent for the week because I'm a fucking retard and didn't do anything. All I did was work and be angry and drunk all week.
Well, we really
are. I'm devolving into my father, but worse because my dad didn't drink. Okay, let's just go to the fucking Sports Center. Let's.
All right.
I'm pulling it
here.
Up.
I can make up some shit. So, Zion Williamson is on crack now. That's right. He has gone hookers, crack. Next is AIDS, and then he has done a whole Charlie Sheen lap around the NBA.
Or the Richard Pryor.
No, that is when he's born by a prostitute.
Shit, you're right.
So he's on the fast track to nowhere, Bill. Kind of like your boys. This is less fun than I thought it was going to be. We really need to do
Joey that. Chestnut is looking to win his 8th straight and 16th career mustard belt tomorrow.
Is that the dude who eats hot dogs like your mother?
The Glizzy Gobbler.
I'm sorry.
It's like you just want me to hit you sometimes.
Shout out to Todd's mom.
Because she actually will see this.
She is the number one person. I love Todd's mom for actually supporting us. I do appreciate it.
She bought the dubby.
Honestly, yes, that is huge, and I do appreciate that.
Which I told her to stop on that.
Somebody else also bought dubby, too.
Let's go.
So that's the good news.
Let's go. She bought two things. She bought the sampler pack,
yeah,
and then like an actual like
container?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Huh.
Good for her.
Right.
She liked it, too?
Yeah, she was like using it instead of coffee, and I was like, hey, you have diabetes and like a whole bunch of other health issues, so maybe you shouldn't drink that like every single day. Maybe like half a scoop.
It's completely healthy. But it's completely healthy. But it's healthy.
Chet
it's
Holmgren.
It's safe. It's not. I'm totally fucking lying. But
please,
it's,
God,
it's great. It's good for
Fuck.
You. It's good for you. It's got nutrients and shit. You know? Because it's... I'm trying to sell this shit, okay?
Please buy a dubby.
Please.
No, it actually is a fire pre-workout.
It is pretty good. I drink it every morning.
Yeah.
Before I go to work. It wakes me up. Also, been doing the vitamin shit. The one that you said.
Yeah. Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha stuff. Been doing that. It's been good. I've also been doing these mushroom vitamin thingies, too.
Dalton's microdosing. Which honestly might be good for your tisms.
But you're buying them from Walmart, though.
No, it's not the same thing.
Not the same thing. That's what I thought.
But I have noticed taking those.
Do you want shrooms?
I feel amazing.
I feel like you could really benefit from microdosing.
I've thought about trying shrooms before, but I don't know.
Honestly, one of my favorite drugs.
Like, I've thought about that before. Like, if I'm going to do different drugs,
I wouldn't recommend just jumping into, like, hallucinogenics with acid. Or DMT. That's fucking retarded.
No. But I've always thought, like, if I'm going to do shrooms, I want to do it around somebody I trust, right? Somebody that I know, if, like, shit goes sideways, they're going to be, like, there, right? Which, like, for me, that's, like, there's, like, two people I would be, like, I'm comfortable around with, right?
Yeah.
There's you, and then...
That's a deep pause.
You know, Trevor?
Dude, Trevor's the worst guy to trip around.
I think it's just because the one time I did too much dabs, and he was like, hey, buddy, let's go outside and smoke.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. And then the time I got shit-faced at Lawrence Stewart's.
Everybody got shit-faced.
Oh, my God. Were you there?
Yeah, I puked and rallied like four times.
I got so fucked up, I didn't realize Todd was there.
Yeah. That's... Everyone was fucked up.
I remember...
That is still, like, to date, the drunkest I've gotten.
See, I got shit-faced that night on a bottle of Jack. And I remember waking up the next morning, and Tim and Zach are in the basement, still awake. And I'm like, are you guys ready to go? And they're like, are you good to drive? I'm like, yeah, I'm just a little hungover. I'm fine. And they're like, all right, cool. We got to find your... I'm like, I gotta find my keys, though. I'm like, alright. So we go up in the kitchen. They're sitting right in that little bowl that was in the kitchen. Like, alright, bet. And I turn, I look, and Andrew is laying on his back, just completely out cold.
That was his special, dude. He would just find a spot. It would not look comfortable at all and just die.
Yeah. I'm like, happy birthday, man.
There was a point in time, he was like, on and off, like, coming and staying at Trevor and I's house. Like, he would just get off work at, like, 3 in the morning. We'd leave the door unlocked. He'd come in, pass out in my old-ass recliner. And you know how big he is. It was a small recliner.
Yeah.
So he was just scrunched up, passed out. He would wake up, smoke a blunt with us, and then go home and go just hang out. It was such a weird occurrence.
Damn. Whatever happened to that guy? We need to get him.
He's a redneck now.
We need to get him on the podcast.
Hey, the baby. And a wife.
Bring him on the podcast. Fuck it.
I haven't talked to him in
I know Carrie. Fucking She's years. Cool. It'll be fine. I think I'm technically related to her. We're cousins now, Aaron. Or Andrew.
There you go. Yeah, it's an A name, you fucking racist.
Sorry, I'm retarded.
Do we only have two of these mics, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I want to get a set that has like four. That would be cool. Mm-hmm. That's the goal I need to get to.
I feel like it would kind of be sick to, like, go on stage with a song.
Yeah.
And, like, have you, like, commentate and, like, talk shit while I'm on stage. I feel like that'd be really funny.
That's what we should do next time you go on stage.
We can do that.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be really fucking funny. And we don't have to make, like, a big spectacle out of it or anything to, like, ruin everyone else's experience.
No, it's our own little inside thing.
Right.
Yeah. And then we could release on Patreon.
Yeah.
This would be a great idea. Like,
yeah.
A going back door Patreon exclusive. Todd on stage, me talking shit.
Todd POV with commentary.
Yeah. I have one of those, it's like a chest thing you can put on, like, think like the cop camera. I also have one that goes on your head, too. We could put one on your head, camera. It'd be great. You look ridiculous.
That would be so retarded looking, just on stage with a fucking, like, an iPhone on my forehead.
I literally thought about that last time I was recording your set, because I was like, how could we, like, because, like...
How could we do a different angle on
it? If we're wanting to do, like... Because I tried to do with the edit that I sent you. I sent you that edit, right?
I honestly, I don't know.
I think I sent it through text.
Well, that's... Spike! I'm so fucking sorry.
I did some zoom-ins and stuff. I tried to get, like, crowd reaction, but I couldn't really because of the angle.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, how could I get a camera up there facing towards the audience, too? And, like, you know, then have a camera also facing you?
Yeah.
But I have that little one, and I think that would be perfect for the audience because it's, like, kind of, you could kind of hide it a little better, you know?
You sent it through text?
I thought so.
Oh, today, one video. Okay, I haven't watched this yet. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
We're going to watch it at full volume because it's my stuff. I can watch it if all I right, want, Saggots. Shouts out to Jeff and Joey Bronchitis.
Do you like the zoom in I did?
I don't see a zoom
That's
in.
That's a plan. That doesn't count. No, is it drug? Okay.
That doesn't count.
No, there you go.
That still makes me laugh. That's a good bit.
It is. It is a good bit.
Asking the cops, what drug was I addicted to? That's funny.
See, a lot of people say coke, but I was just way too poor for that. As you can tell by the teeth. What was that, Robin? Oh, my God. I think you and me are the only people that got that in this entire room. You're a goddamn hero. Okay. So basically, if you get a tire gauge, you hollow it out.
I'm fucking funny, fuck you.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to GBD Shop ad here on your favorite podcast. Going back to work. Shut the front door. It's going back door. What do we got on the going back door website?
We have a fucking hat.
Shop page.
We have trucker hats. Complete with a nice little piece of ribbon across the front like the old school truckers used to wear. And like the late great Biggie Smalls, we have t-shirts. And on top of t-shirts, we have mugs. Shut the front door. It's going back door. It's the nice slogan that we're running here for the penetrators.
Yeah, they could have looked better, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, the shirts are great. The hats are good. We couldn't afford to buy multiple for both of us. So buy more or buy some and
maybe I'll put a shirt on.
Support us. Maybe Todd will put away his nipples.
All three of them.
And I'll put away my hairline. As the late great Justin Timberlake once said, we're bringing sexy back.
Yeah!
With GBD Shop at goingbackdoor.com. So check that out. You'll love it.
And like the late great Kobe Bryant.
Oh, God, here we go.
You won't be able to hear women say no while wearing a GBD pod. Acquired hat.
Because you won't hear them over your awesomeness.
Exactly. You won't be able to hear them over your clout.
Chains are not included.
Yeah. Basically, Ja Morant should just buy one of our shirts instead of waving a gun on Instagram.
Okay.
Then black people back might respect him. Back to the episode.
I'm not even a good drug addict. I'm just
so, like...
I
think my biggest fear with being on stage, right, is what's it called? Vapor locking, right?
Yeah. It's happened to me, dude.
You've done it? It's happened to you?
Yeah, it's literally happened to me. You were there, I think. If not, I have a video I can show you.
Was it the time you went up like 2 minutes?
And yeah.
Like, all right, no, that's my end of my set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was exactly it. I just handled it.
But I'm afraid I'd go up there like a total fucking retard, get the mic and go,
Bro, it happens. It's okay. It's scary as fuck. That's the whole point. It's uncomfortable. God. That's why it takes getting good at it.
Yeah.
You can't just like walk up there and naturally be funny in front of the stage.
Yeah. And like, that's the biggest thing I've came to the conclusion of is like, I have to like, for like self-improvement, right? I've been trying to do this diet stuff. I haven't really gotten, I need to get more, I have to be more disciplined at going to the gym. I really need to get more disciplined about that shit. So like, it's all self-improvement, right?
Yeah.
And self-improvement, like, you have to get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And especially with situations that you're afraid of the most.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's the whole point, yeah.
And, like, it's one of those things where, like, I know I can do it.
Yeah.
Like, I know I can do it. I know I can get up on stage. It's not going to be, like, it's way bigger in my head than it would really be.
Yeah, that's right? That's how it is for everyone, dude.
So it's that fear of it. I gotta get over that and just do it.
Cause like I do want us to do like live shows eventually.
Yeah, which that seems like more natural to me because we've been doing this.
Yeah,
and I don't know your opinion on this, but like layouts for live shows, I don't want to do like how they do Kill Tony. Where the crowd's in front of us, but the camera angle's towards us.
You want to do more like a Legion of Skanks thing.
Yeah, where the crowd's behind us.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think it's cooler for the video purposes, because then you can see everybody in the background and their reactions and everything. I think that's a cooler visual.
Why not from the side?
You know?
Like, have a table set up to, like, the side of the stage, and then have a corner angle getting the crowd and us.
That seems like a weird angle to me.
I mean, it might be.
We could try it.
I mean, depending on like what happens or what we're doing on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, of course, we could always do like two cameras.
Yeah.
One facing us from an angle, and then another one's pointed towards the crowd. Yeah, I mean, it's things you have to work through. And the other thing is like, the other fear of mine is, like, rejection, right?
I mean, yeah.
So, like, thinking, like, how do I... But like, it's like the new job I got last year, right? Yeah. This past year.
Yeah.
I didn't get rejected on that. I had no fear of getting rejected on that. Because, like, at the end of the day, I wasn't like, if I don't get this job, it's not the end of the world.
You weren't losing anything. That's the thing.
I was just... It was just a gain, right?
Yeah.
It was just a game. There was no real loss in it.
Yeah.
So, like, I think about that, and it's like...
It ain't that serious. Most things ain't.
I don't like to think of myself as somebody that takes life seriously. But at the end of the day, I take some shit way too fucking serious.
As is everyone.
Especially when it comes to, like, relationships and shit. Like, and that's... The thing I've realized about myself is, like, that's my biggest problem, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Welcome. You've made it to the part where you get a little too deep.
I'm drunk. I'm having fun.
I'm feeling a little buzzed off that one shot. I'm not going to lie.
You want another one, Daddy?
No, I'm all right.
You're a bitch.
Fuck it. Run it.
Let's go. I heard you want it. Wait, do you want the rest of your sugar-free Red Bull in there?
That's good. That's good. We'll make this shit taste like aluminum vodka. That's fine.
Just as Mother Russia intended.
Whew. 20 calories in this bitch. Not worth it.
Oh, try that.
There was... God damn, I think I should have just done that straight.
Mix my fruit water with vodka. Really tasty.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
Right?
It's not bad.
You should have done that. And you were talking shit. You want some? It's really good, dude.
No. I'm good.
You're just going to read the ingredients to try to talk shit about it? You stupid bitch. You don't even know.
Natural strawberry.
Yeah.
Flavored with other natural flavored purified water beverage.
I'll give you fucking this natural nut.
Ingredients. Purified water. Contains less than 25% of cancer and heroin needles and acid. Wait, is this real king water?
It's Aldi water.
Okay, so it doesn't have heroin needles in it. What were we talking about?
I don't know. All I remember is I called you a bitch. You're like, yeah, run it up. We were talking about your fear of rejection, how you think that affects your stand-up, and then you got into relationships.
So I think that's part of the comedy thing.
Yeah.
Is there's, like, that fear of rejection. But, like, also this podcast, it's not like we're doing that great, you know?
Dude, 100%, this has helped my stand-up a lot.
Like, my financial situation is struggling because of this podcast. I mean,
I'm struggling in real life. Every other facet, I'm struggling.
Holy shit. Okay, so it's been a year since we got the website, right?
Yeah.
The first year was $20. This year it was $52.
So shut it down.
And it hit my account, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Shut that bitch
down.
Did
they raise it up per month? And then I was like, oh, this is the yearly thing? Okay, that's fine.
Oh.
That's fine.
It's for the year, it's $52?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is not horrible.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, monthly, it's still $29.99, but I'm considering not paying that. Considering that's just for, like, their software or whatever bullshit.
I mean, yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
So.
If we can just pay $59 a year to have a website up.
$52, yeah. Yeah, so if you want to send me, give me $26 at some point.
whenever I have it to spend, my guy.
Whenever you get it, it's fine, you know.
Because currently, I was in the middle of a mid-freakout taking my dog on a walk today, like panic calling my mom, like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford this move, Mom. I might fucking kill myself. And she was like, nah, dog, it ain't that bad. And it ain't that bad. We're pretty close.
Do you have money saved up?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. So far, yeah.
Like, under 1,000?
Yeah.
Like, less than 500?
Nope. Which is, we're in a gold range because we don't have to pay a security deposit because it is a sublease. So basically, we're going to have to walk into this apartment, pay the $850 a month, and then in January, we have to find another apartment.
So, Todd will be back in January, waiting for it.
I'll be sucking dick in Indy in January, if you need me.
He'll be living with some other comic.
I really hope not. I hope this goes well, dog. I'm so stressed about it.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Because, like, I believe in myself, and I know, like, no matter what, I'm going to want to work hard enough to do said stand-up, no matter what.
The only thing that worries me is, like, don't they say, like, that's a 10-year thing?
I'm already in, too.
Yeah. But it all, I think that's, like, just if you want to be good at anything.
I mean, it's roughly 10 years.
You know? But then, like, I think, like, professional wrestling, there's motherfuckers that do it for 30 years.
Yeah. And never make it.
Never.
Yeah, there's comics
or
that
they make it to a certain point where they're making money, but they're not WWE, they're not in AEW.
They're not getting ahead.
They're just on the indie scene, but they're still making decent money, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of comics like that, dude.
Yeah.
I just want to make enough money where I can pay my bills.
Yeah.
I don't, like, yes, I feel like I am good enough to get big enough to matter to people, but I don't need that right now. I just want to make enough money to pay my bills doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
That's realistic, and that's a good mindset to have.
Because, like, to get to that point, yes, I have to have an unrealistic belief in myself, because, like, yeah, I know it sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But
you have to have, like, a balance, I feel like, where, like, you have to have the confidence in yourself that you can get to that point, but you also can't have the ego overpowering.
Yeah, you need humility in all of it.
Yeah.
That's why you suck dick some nights.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. You bomb and you just got to realize your shit does stink, bud. You're not as good as you thought you were.
Yeah.
But it's just part of the process.
Yeah.
It's all growth. All of it. Every shitty second.
You're 2 years in?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
How long did it take you for you to feel like, because I've heard like every time you go up, you're pulling a brick off, right? Like there's a wall in front of you.
Yeah.
You're pulling a brick down, right?
Yeah.
How long do you feel like that wall is still there? Sort of?
I kind of see it kind of like that, but not really at the same time. Like it feels more like chunks. Because, like, yeah, there's a brick wall of where you feel like you're fucking funny no matter what. And then there's the wall of, in your niche, you're funny.
Yeah.
And, like, I realize, like, in my niche, like, you, people who know the shit I know about, I'm fucking hilarious too.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of people on the other side of the wall that I'm not getting to.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm breaking through more and more each fucking time, every time I go up. Mm-hmm. And it's taken... Like, I didn't even realize that existed for, like, the first year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've really started to, like, think about, like, how can I approach stuff to appeal to everybody instead of just people who appeal to me.
Yeah. Which, this is going to sound ridiculous to you, maybe. But, like, I do, like, put a lot of thought into things, right?
Yeah.
So I've thought about, like, if I did stand up right, like, I've had thoughts like that. Like, you have to appeal to everybody. How do you get to that point?
Yeah, see, I just got into it on, like, a complete ego trip where I was like, fuck it, nothing in my life's going right. I might as well fail doing something that sounds like the coolest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I didn't care if it went well or bad. I just felt like I was a god for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've sucked enough dicks to where it's like, yeah, I was awful.
Yeah.
I still am bad.
You have to actually, like, get down and focus and, like, understand where you're at.
Yeah, and understand why it's funny and understand why people get why it's funny.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying something wild because it's funny, right? Yeah. God damn, this is a bunch of gay inside baseball.
No, let's get into wrestling, right? Like,
do you want a hard hat?
No.
I got it.
So When you're in that hook, right? You're in the, you know, and then you get the crowd going and the shit. I don't know. I have no idea. I was trying to do some inside wrestling baseball bullshit, but I don't know. I don't wrestle.
So talk about like heels and shit, because there's not a lot of stuff I see that explains like the depths of heels and stuff.
See, See, in my opinion, I think being a heel in wrestling is way easier than being a babyface.
Yeah.
Because you have to think, if you're a babyface, right, you have to think about every little thing you say.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to piss off the crowd, right?
Yeah.
So even like, if you're in the middle of a match, right?
Yeah.
If you just start hitting the dude.
Yeah.
The crowd might not feel that. Punching a dude, that's old school shit. Where, like, if I'm punching you right, that makes me look like the bad guy. So then people might start booing me.
So you need to get beat up first.
Either beat up first or do actual, like, wrestling moves. To get the crowd into, oh, okay, he's
a technician. He's not just a bully. Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wrestling. He's
jiu-jitsu!
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu!
Kinda. So, like, that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is, like, on the mic, you know, you have to, like, kind of, you have to be into the crowd, right?
Yeah.
You have to uplift the crowd. You have to be good. But with a heel, super easy. There's cheap heat you can get, talk shit about the city you're in, make fun of their sports teams, call the crowd smelly losers, bunch of fucking marks, that kind of thing, right? Or you can go real hard, which is my favorite. Have you ever seen... Do you remember Christian?
Yeah.
Have you seen some of his promos from lately?
No.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
because he had a promo against this one guy who his dad had died a couple years before, and he made references to his dad being dead and that he was going to fuck his mom. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Great example. MJF, he can do a little bit of both. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you just have to have that.
I mean, yeah.
You know? And then there's, like, the Roman Reigns thing where, like, he's a narcissist and he's gaslighting his own family and shit like that. You know, like, there's different things. It's all psychology at the end of the day, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Like,
how do you play with a retard's emotions?
No. Listen, like,
you put something shiny in front of him, you tell him to fight over it.
I don't think people get this.
Wrestling is like a scientific show, though.
Yeah, when you really think about it, you really dissect it, and people really don't give it the credit because it's WWE, it's fake, blah, 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 it's for ignorant dumbasses, blah, blah, blah. No, like, if you go on YouTube right now, and you look up, like, what culture...
There's my fucking cast iron in the oven that's been in there this whole time. The oven's going to be full of fucking smoke. I am so goddamn angry. I just remembered that. I'm so sorry.
Holy shit.
Oh, fuck.
But you look at any of these videos, and they're nerdy, white, British dudes.
Yeah.
Who are, like, somewhat sophisticated or just nerdy, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not ignorant, dumb fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why wrestling gets this rap of being for dumbasses.
It's the theatrics.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. And
I know.
A lot of that goes back to the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Because if you go back to the Attitude Era, a lot of wrestling fans will agree with me on this. A lot of that shit is just really fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Oh my god, like... Even like, early 2000s shit is just fucking retarded.
Bro, I could put my hair in pigtails.
You know?
I mean, yeah, no. The early 2000s was when I got into wrestling. Just because I was a stupid fucking kid. And I was like, this is wild, bro.
But okay, let's say you're a non-wrestling fan. You have this opinion. Hear me out on this. Go back. And I want you to either watch... What are the best storylines? Bloodline storyline, immaculate, because it's incredibly relatable, because we've all had that one friend who's a narcissist and tries to, like, run the group, right? Or wants to be, like, in charge and tries to, like...
Are you talking about me, Dalton?
No, I'm not talking about you. But, like, tries to, like, be a narcissistic asshole and...
Big dick everyone, essentially, yeah.
Gaslight everybody into thinking that he's the big shit. That's essentially what the Bloodline story is, and it's very, very interesting. I definitely suggest that. If you're not into wrestling, watch that. It'll interest your peak. Don't watch any other WWE stuff, because that'll also make you go, what the fuck am I watching 90% of the time? Another good storyline from years past is probably MJF's has been kind of interesting.
Didn't he, like, beat up Rhea Ripley or something?
No, MJF's AEW.
Oh.
So he had this huge heel thing. He was known as their top heel, right?
Yeah.
And then he came out and cut a promo and yelled at... Okay, actually, rewind that. That shit's actually probably not going to get you into wrestling. Yeah. You'll be like, this guy just seems like an angry dick. And you'll be like, I'm confused. Why do
I know who
like
MJF
this?
Is? Because I saw him do a clip where he was, like, talking to a crowd and they were, like, booing him. And he was like, yeah, go ahead, Ronnie. We're not even on TV, you stupid bitches. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the funniest shit I have ever seen.
Oh, yeah. He's hilarious.
He was out there riling him up for no reason.
Yeah. You watch his promos, you'll probably really like him.
He's a funny guy. Chael Sonnen. You know Chael Sonnen, right?
Yeah.
The perfect heel in any other martial arts or any other sport.
But even like reality also gets into wrestling too, which is also a cool part. Like think like Edge. You remember Edge from back in the day?
Yeah.
So he was a heel for so long, and then 2011 he had to retire because he broke his neck, right?
Yeah.
So he retires, and then it comes out that like you realize like Edge is actually a really good guy.
Yeah.
Adam Copeland is a good human being.
Yeah.
A remarkably good human.
Randy being, Orton.
Right. Randy Orton's a good guy too.
Right.
Right. But Adam Copeland is a great guy, and fans realize that, and then they're like, damn, this really sucks that he's gone. Like, he can't wrestle
anymore. Yeah.
He comes back in 2020, and it's literally when he came out to the Royal Rumble, it almost makes you want to cry, because it's like, this is a man that loved this sport his entire life. His career got cut short because of an injury. And this isn't any sport. This is basketball, football.
Wait, time out. An amazing career.
Yeah,
because I know Edge, and I liked Edge. He was one of my favorite wrestlers.
He had an amazing career, but he broke his neck. He could have easily went, you know what, I had a great career. I broke my neck. I'm over it. I'm done. I'll retire. I'll go do movies, TV, whatever. But he went, no, fuck that. I feel like I can get this shit fixed. I think he checked it like twice, once every 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, am I good to go? Can I go? No? Okay, fuck. Well, finally, they gave him the go-ahead in 2020. He went out, and it's like, this is a man going out. He wants to end it on his terms, and he loves this so much, and that's why he's here.
Yeah.
It's such a relatable thing, you know?
It's, yeah.
Which is why I love wrestling.
It's the point of hobbies for men.
But, it's a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, which I can't expect women to relate to, but...
No, because hobbies to them are TikTok. Yeah, I feel called out, babe. I love you, bitch.
TikTok. Yelling. Whining. Bitching. Complaining.
These are all of a pimpless man's desires.
Listen, my ex's favorite hobby was bitching about me watching wrestling. You know how fucking annoying that is?
Bro,
I don't give a fuck, okay? I don't give a fuck. Ladies, I don't care if you don't like wrestling. I don't, okay. If your man is into football and I don't care if you don't like football, just sit there and watch it with him. You'll make his fucking day. I promise you, you will. You don't even have to do anything. You just sit there, you hang out, maybe you ask a few questions. Oh, what's that mean? Or what's happening now? Seem interested.
It's pretty easy. Yeah.
We're hard creatures to please.
My girl watches fights with me, and I know she doesn't like it, but she watches them with me and asks questions and seems interested. It's nice.
This motherfucker's got a champ. Congratulations to you, fuckhead.
Yeah, she's just mean to me.
Well, suck it up, buttercup, you motherfucker.
No, it's fun, though.
Goddamn pussy.
It's fun.
My girlfriend's mean to me.
Yeah, but it's standoffish. It's nice.
You know what?
Yeah.
Speaking directly to Tom's girlfriend, be mean to him, okay? Be mean to him.
He needs the support.
He needs somebody to humble him.
Okay? What are you talking about, dude?
Okay.
What are we at? We're at over an hour. We're at an hour 15.
Okay, sit back down. We're going to end this shit, okay?
I got to put a pizza in. I'm hungry as a bitch.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Todd, you got anything to plug?
Follow me at FuckToddGBD on Instagram and Twitter. Suck my dick from the back, you filthy white bread bitch. All right. Go ahead, buddy.
The Real D Todd, GBD, on everything. Check out our website, goingbackdoor.com. Follow us on all social media. All the social media is on the website. And full catalog on the website. Ad-free videos on the website.
Oh, fuck yeah.
YouTube does have ads. So if you really hated that W ad you've seen for the last, I don't know, forever.
Bro, I have to skip it now.
The god-awful fucking shop.
We were fucked up for that one.
Okay. You don't want to watch that shit? go to the website, okay? What more can I fucking tell you? Go to the website, okay?
And buy a shirt. That'd be cool, you fucking bitch.
GBD Shop. It's on the website. Check it out.
You don't even have to watch the ad. It's like right there, dog.
It's literally right there. Hey, you know what? Since you're going to the website and you're avoiding ads, there's a PayPal link. You can send us money as a donation. Send us a couple bucks.
You can send us literally $1.50.
Send us $1.50.
And we'd probably cry about it and then make fun of you.
Or when you're on the video section, you go up to the top. There's a little thing that says Patreon. Click that. Takes you to the Patreon. You can sign up for the Patreon. $5, $10 does something. I'm not entirely sure. They tell me it does something, but I'm not entirely sure. Not sold on that.
Yeah, we could put all of my stand-up videos on there. Literally all of them.
And $10 gets you Todd's stand-up.
You can watch the growth.
Todd's stand-up for $10. Thank you. I figured out something. Todd's stand-up for $10 on the Patreon. And if I start doing stand-up, I'll put it on there too. So
let's go. Let's go. I'm committed to something. Oh my God, this is terrifying.
Okay, anyways, we love you. Bye.
Goodbye, Van Traders. Now, this is the part of the episode where we part ways.
You know, this is where I cut you. Oh, we love you, you fucking cunts.
Suck my dick, penetrators.
Again, he got cut. We love you.
All right, time for pizza. It's pizza time.
I'm leaving now then.
Okay.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.